What you missed on Midday with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3, a segment that looks at the SME sector here in Singapore. After all, it powers half our economy and employs 70% of our workforce. Now, business needn't go it alone, especially in the area of R&D and tech adoption. Technology can help companies be more efficient and scale up, but oftentimes when you mention tech adoption, digitization and R&D, some companies think huge capital outlay is needed, which is true to some degree, but needn't be a nerve-wracking and bankrupting process. Help is at hand. Today we chat with Daniel Wong, who's Director for R&D at Netatech Group, an urban agriculture and water management solution company. They invested in R&D and partnerships to gain better market access. So we'll ask him how that's been going for him. Daniel, how's it going so far?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you with us. So briefly describe, though, what Netatech does.
Netatech, at its heart, is an incubator of the younger generation. So what we do is we groom and grow young people to be able to impact the world. Where we work is in the water solutions area and also urban farming, as well as farming in general.
What do you mean when you say water solutions?
With water management, what we do is we control stormwater runoff. So we slow down the runoff of stormwater, go into a treatment train, sort of like a engineered landscape that cleans the water, slow down the runoff, and then cleans the water before it goes to the drain. We also harvest rainwater for reuse. So things like irrigation does not need to use our potable water. So those can use rainwater. And we also treat those rainwater for non-potable reuse, such as toilet flushing, washing of corridors. Yeah, so that's the water side of the business. And then on the farming side, there are two areas. One is the farmers that are in the rural areas. So
We're not talking hydroponics only, right?
No.
Okay.
It's open fields. Yeah. We're talking about open fields. Hydroponics, of course, is one of those systems. And soilless media growing. And now we're going more into indoor farming now. So we are helping the farmers to grow high yield, high quality, with the help of IT systems, IoTs, climate controls and things like that. And we are helping those farmers to gain direct access to the market so that they avoid the squeeze from the middleman.
What do you think, at what stage did you realize that tech adoption, innovation, R&D was the way to go, and bringing R&D in-house as well?
Yeah, I think from the outset, when Netatech was established, we already know that innovation is a key. So it's actually a cornerstone to Netatech. My background is in software engineering, and our group CEO's background, he used to do automation for supply chains in the FMCG markets. So we are quite comfortable with tech. And we know that that will give us an advantage in the future. So
you had the advantage of not being stuck in traditional ways of doing things and the legacy issues that I think some companies face when it comes to tech adoption.
Yeah, I think that's a position that I think we are blessed to be in. Because of our background.
Right.
So with tech innovation, we focus on driving business outcomes with the right kind of technology, not just any technology.
Yeah, because it's not one size fits all.
Yeah.
You need to have a look at a business's fundamentals, what they need, before
Correct.
You can just adopt something.
Correct, yeah. So when we choose technology, we choose the ones that drive the business outcome at the lowest cost. So we don't do technology just for technology's sake. Yeah.
Why did you feel as though you needed some help from A-Star, Enterprise Singapore, etc.?
Yeah.
Was your eyeball deep in the tech already? So could you have gone it alone, you think?
No, I think there's some things that we just can't do it ourselves, especially when we are SMEs. We are typically kind of restricted by our resources, things like cash and manpower, and of course, know-how as well. So We do part of the R&D ourselves, and we also leverage on A-Star and other companies for R&D.
How did that collaboration go? I've talked to some business owners who fear reaching out because they're afraid that their uniqueness may be subsumed.
Yeah, no, I think the process was very smooth. The A-Star people are very nice. They don't bite. The process is smooth. It's easy to work with them. I think the fear from my point of view is unfounded, because from Netatech's point of view, we are on the commercialization side of the R&D spectrum. So with A-Star, they do very deep R&D of technology development. Things like nanotechnologies and biotechs and all these things involves a lot of deep know-how. Yeah, so when the technology is ready, then that's when we come in and see how we can commercialize that.
What was the collaboration process like, though, Daniel? Practically speaking, is it meeting once a week? Is it A-Star parachuting a team into Netatech, or you guys have to go meet them?
Okay.
How's it work?
So in our case, we have our team, internal team, to meet with A-Star's team. And then we come up with a plan of implementation. We set some milestones to say, okay, this is how the setup is going to be, and we expect to see these kind of results. And so we go and measure that.
In what sort of time frame?
Yeah, it depends on the project. But for us, it's in about 2-3 months' time. Yeah.
I ask because a lot of business owners also are bogged down by the day-to-day operations. I don't have time to send my people who need to do the work still off somewhere to learn something or talk to people who've come to help us. Sure, it's help and the collaboration is necessary for your business to flourish. But It is a challenge when you're still tackling with day-to-day operations.
Yeah, I don't deny that there is a challenge. We live very busy lives. I think one of the things that we need to kind of differentiate is the thing of urgency and the things that are important. R&D is the important part. Yeah, without that, you do not have a solution for the future.
How do you think you can change businesses' mindsets? Most time, business owners are just focused on the profitability of their company.
I think it's a prioritization. Yeah.
So necessity already, not nice to have anymore.
From my point of view, R&D is a necessity. Yeah, because you are creating, with R&D, you are creating the future today. You know, but if you're saying that, it depends on your situation too, because if you're trying to stay afloat, then maybe your R&D needs to take on a different angle, which is to say, how do we lean out our process? How do we do things more efficiently? You know, how do we leverage on technology so that we don't have to slog every day? Do more with less, basically.
How did you find out about the various things that were on offer, say, at Enterprise Singapore, at A-Star, for example, or the government initiatives?
We have contacts in different government agencies.
Already?
Yeah. So through industry events. So the government, they help us to connect to different kinds of solutions. So A-Star is very big. I mean, they have a lot of technologies and solutions. So the ones that are relevant to us are typically connected by our contacts.
What would you suggest a business do, though? Let's say a business owner is thinking about it, doesn't have the advantage of you having met some of the A-Star representatives or being in this particular field of research. What can they do?
I think ESG can help.
And this is Enterprise Singapore,
yeah, Enterprise right? Singapore, yeah. Because they are the ones that are closely connected to... They are basically the glue in between, you know. They connect
the... The dating service, Enterprise Singapore.
Yeah, they are the matchmakers, yeah.
So you don't think Netatech could be where it is today without the help? Could you have done it on your own eventually? Come on.
No, I don't think so. You know, just like one of our projects is in terms of sunlight direction or sunlight redirection. And we use a thing which is a film based on nanotechnology.
Okay.
So we couldn't have developed that film ourselves. You know, so
you're talking about straight line, right? Light beams in a straight line, and you are diverting
redirecting the sunlight with nanotechnology.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
but you feel you could not have done it without the sort of knowledge, the know-how, the expertise of A*STAR.
Yeah. No. Because we are a small team, and to develop a film like this would take, you know, maybe years, you know, and maybe millions of dollars. So we couldn't have done it ourselves.
What other kinds of advice would you give businesses who are considering reaching out for some help, but are maybe still a bit reluctant? Beyond the doom and gloom, Daniel, thank you very much. It's a necessity, guys. You have to get on it.
I think we have to try. We have to try something new, and to without that exploration, we won't see the possibility. Ken Robinson once said that if you're not prepared to be wrong, you won't come up with anything original. So we have to try, and that would possibly open up new venues of income for us. So I'll say, you know, give it a try, whether small or big. I mean, maybe you don't have...
What's the worst that could happen, right?
Yeah, like you take small risks, you kind of... You know, decide on, okay, how much risk I'm willing to take, and this is the line that I'm going to draw. And if we don't reach a certain result by this time, then we'll have to reevaluate. So that limits your risk, and but at the same time, you're also taking steps forward.
Daniel Wong is the Director for R&D at Netatech Group. You can check them out at netatech.com.sg, netatech.com.sg. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.